relationship in the Torah between Taras.
The
relationship between Taras, the skin disease, and Lashon Hara is one. We know that Moshe's righteous sister Miriam lived with Taras. Because she said something about Moshe that the slightest taint of Lashon Hara. Right, her words were well intentioned. She spoke about her. We know that Miriam spoke Lashon Hara to Aaron about her brother Moshe Rabbeinu.
Yeah.
And it wasn't really Lashon Hara. I mean, on her level, it wasn't really. Right? And what happened? The Jewish people had to wait for 7 days to travel until she was cured. If one needed proof Lashon Hara was very harmful, this is it. There's no other sin so toxic that comes with its own unique corrective illness. So we know if each avir we would do would come with its own illness, Hashem would give right away, we have no more free choice. We lose a free choice. That's Chavetz Chaim says. If every time we do a certain avir we would get exactly a certain punishment, and we knew exactly what it was, we have no more free choice. So we know if I'm going to do A, I'm going to get punished with A. I'm going to do B, I'm going to get punished with B. We'll lose our free choice. But since Lashon Hara is so damaging, Hashem gave automatic punishment for this. The person speaks Lashon Hara, they get her out. In the time of the Beit HaMikdash. When we were Zedra. Tadash. Tadash.
I'll get first.
In the time of the Beit HaMikdash, if one speaks... If someone speaks...
If you get closer, it's the same thing.
If someone speaks Lashon Hara, they get her out.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Since Lashon Hara is so dangerous to a person's well-being, that Hashem in His kindness provides us with its own punishment. A punishment of Tzara'at as a corrective measure. Chavetz Chaim says when someone speaks Lashon Hara, they violate the command of Hishamer Benega HaTzara'at. We're told to guard ourselves against Tzara'at. How do I guard myself against Tzara'at? I wash my hands with soap. How do you guard yourself from Tzara'at?
Wash
your mouth with soap.
That's even better.
If that helps. But the main thing is don't speak Lashon Hara. The way the Torah tells us be careful not to get Tzara'at means, in other words, don't speak Lashon Hara. That's what it means. Right? Because the Torah's intention is we should remember to stay away from Lashon Hara. And therefore stay away from Tzara. Because when we speak Lashon Hara, we broke the protective barriers Tzara set up for us and placed ourselves in harm's way. Well. Now, assess negative commandment number 3. The fourth one is, Lifnei Iver lo titen michshol. Do not place a stumbling block before the blind. Right? What's that violation? When one Jew causes another Jew to sin, that is called putting a stumbling block in front of your friend. It doesn't mean only literally a blind guy you put a stumbling block. Most people, you don't put a stumbling block in front of a blind person. It's referring to, let's say, I have another Jew. He doesn't realize something is usher, and I'm going to make him do a sin. You take a guy to somewhere you're not supposed to take him. You put a stumbling block to sin in front of somebody else. Or let's buy Lashon Hara. The same thing. If one person, A, tries to speak Lashon Hara to B, right? So you're placing a stumbling block in front of B for accepting Lashon Hara. Right? So when a person speaks Lashon Hara, they're not only sinning in Lashon Hara themselves. They're causing the whole audience to accept Lashon Hara. And the bigger the audience is, the more stumbling blocks he makes. And the more times he gets this Isser. Imagine, the person has an audience of one person. He gets the Isser of don't place a stumbling block one time. He has five. It was five times. It's multiplied by amount of people times it is. Because there's a separate violation to put a stumbling block in front of this person or that person or that person. So the more people in the audience, the worse it is. So if you speak on the radio, you have a lot of issues. That's just not so good to speak on the radio. You speak Lashon Hara. Right? So one person speaking on the radio for TV, one guy speaks Lashon Hara. Man, thousands of people here. It's thousands, hundreds of thousands of these students. Scary to be on the radio. Says one thing wrong. Hundreds of thousands of people hear what you said. Even if you're on a Jewish radio, it's to be careful of this, and then dealing with politics. Once already, the guy is screaming, and then politics, and this and that. You have to be very careful. I heard this guy say, you're this and that. So this guy, you know, thousands of people are listening to him. He'd be doing this, it's scary. You have to be very careful.
Christian was Sarat. He was supposed to be taken out of the camp? Or
yeah, he had to stay out of the camp until he got pure. You know, out of all three camps, he's the worst tumma. He's contaminated. He's contaminated. He's like a guy, he has like a disease. He sent him out. It was a real disease. It was a very contagious disease that they would have to send him out of all three camps. No one would want to get near him. A guy that's Sarat.
Were there a lot of people there? So to say.
I don't know. It doesn't have any people there.
No,
but if you knew that if you spoke Lashon Hara, we're going to send you out and everybody's going to know about you for a whole week. The solitary confinement, you would speak Lashon Hara. So I don't know if you speak Lashon Hara so bad. Yeah, and you have to speak Tame, when guys come near you.
And like, that might be a way of helping the person too.
No, that's true. Nachon, that's Chazal say also. We put you away so you stop speaking Lashon Hara, you start doing real tshuva for a week.
You know what happened today? They did that? You know why everyone would speak Lashon Hara about that guy? Did you see that guy's got the stars on him? And then it would be on the radio. Everybody, yeah, but the news,
the whole town would be out of town.
The whole town would all be outside. And then
we know more town.
That's what it is. That's what I'm doing.
So actually, still over here, that the Chavetz Chaim, in this book of A Lesson a Day, day 41, gives an explanation why the punishment of Tarat no longer exists. But the Chavetz Chaim is yours. You can look at it. I think he said we don't have the merit. That's about we don't have the merit. We're not on a high enough foot. We don't have the merit to get to Iraq. We don't have enough. It's very like specific divine providence. Fine. Oh, so now, however, the Chavetz Chaim says it goes the other way also. So we spoke right now how the speaker of Lashon Hara is doing l'fnei ir l'fnei machshava to the listener. Right? That when someone speaks Lashon Hara, they're placing a stumbling block in front of the listener. Because they're making the listener accept Lashon Hara. Right? But it also goes the other way. The listener is making the speaker stumble in speaking Lashon Hara. Because if the listener would say, I don't want to hear Lashon Hara, the speaker wouldn't speak. So it comes out, there's a lot of Lifnei Iver going on here. The speaker is Lifnei Iver, if you find the blind man, don't put a stumbling block. So the speaker is putting a stumbling block before the listener. He's speaking. The listener is putting a stumbling block before the speaker, because right, the speaker is the speaker, so he's speaking. So there's a lot of Lifnei Iver flying around. That's the fourth law we're saying that people can invoke. Everyone involved, the speaker and the listener, are involved in this one of getting Isser Deraisa. Right? Which he said, each Isser Deraisa is just like eating not kosher food, it's just like eating pork. So it's scary. Chop chop, let's save us. So when we learn about it, it will help us. We won't speak Lashon Hara so fast. We realize. Just think what is it? Don't put a stumbling block in front of him. I'm rooting my friend. So that's going to help us. Hopefully, it should help us not speak so much Lashon Hara. Show me how to help us.
The speaker is to listen
or
to hear Lashon Hara.
What? Well, he said, speak or to listen. Hear this. What
is spoken about?
The person spoken about, what about it? Sure, Nafa said, the person spoken about, it's not good for him either. I mean, he's not getting Isser Deraisa.
He's damaged,
but he's being damaged. He's getting speaking like something's happening to him also. He's also getting damaged. But them seeking that, and there is some damage coming to him. It's not even if they don't know him, even if they don't care about it, they go on with their life. Damage happened to the person, the subject of the subject, the subject of the subject.
Subject of the subject.
Fine, Baksham. Now we're trying to learn some Gemara. It's good for us to learn some Gemara. Try to do another few lines. Hashem will help us. With Hashem's help. Today is 41 days strong.
Huh?
It's 41 days strong. She's so chubby, so. Am I going? When? The Rebbe means the Zvila. This year they're not going. They're going to go tomorrow.
But they said
they can't go this year because of the guy, because of the dope. But they're going to go to dope. But they're going to go tomorrow. The Zvila Rebbe in Harzaisa.
Because of
the devil. the poop.
Yesterday night.
We're going to give him all the honor.
Today, it's not Shabbos. Today, it's a big day. Today, it's
a big day.
You could agree. It's a big day.
What's the Kadosh? Rosh Hashanah Amar Lo, Kadosh, Higia. The opposite of Kadosh.
Yeah. Ah. So let's see the Gemara. So we're holding a Tana Rabbana. It's an interesting Gemara today. What happened with the guy?
Nope, what page are you
holding
on?
The Mumsachet Makot Tav Zayin on the base. So now what happens over here? We said like this. Tana Rabbana. In Betheta. If Rashi learns where Betheta means, the person was close to you. So if the person was, okay, I was climbing up a ladder, and he fell down the ladder, and someone was close to me, he's right at the bottom of the ladder, or like within, let's say, sight, or within like reach, or something, within sight, then halacha is, you fall on him, you go to Gavis. Prat to the exclusion. Lekeren, prat, lekeren zavi. Prat the exclusion of keren zavi, which means, what does it mean keren zavi? That means a corner. If you turn the corner, and if you turn the corner, right? So a guy's holding out a knife, and he turns the corner and he kills a guy, right? I didn't know he was on the corner. Then you don't go to Gavis. That's not what we're saying here. Now, this really needs an explanation, maybe a lot. I mean, why are you not getting gullus over here? What do you say, Rabbi Yossi? Why are you not getting gullus by the corner?
It's
a carve.
It's a carve.
You want to say it's a carve linus. Yeah. You want to say it's basically like an impossible situation. It's carve linus.
You're
not going to carve the amazing.
What are you doing? Your kavana was to walk. His kavana was to walk. You walked into a knife. You're holding it on the.
Yeah, but maybe it shouldn't be holding my knife. Maybe the fact that I'm holding my knife is carvel amazing.
No, it's not necessary. Everyone holds knives.
Well, but if I'm holding it out, I'm turning the corner. I know a guy can be turning the corner. Fine, I didn't know he was actually there. But is it closer to or is it closer to amazing? You want to say
honest?
Fine. What do you say, Steve? I'm holding a knife out. That's closer to like I say. Oh, what should I do? It's not my fault.
No one said he's doing like this.
He is. That's the case. He's holding a knife out, and he turned the corner.
He
killed the guy.
He brought it back from the guy who sharpened the permanent. Holding it before he brings it back.
But it stabbed the guy. It was in a way that the guy got stabbed somehow. Oh, somehow the guy got stabbed. I don't walk in that.
Personal experience.
Don't hold the knife out in the corner. Turn when you turn corners.
That actually
in
happened
in your house.
No. This was
at the kitchen.
This was at Western Bagels. I was working there, and we had three people at the workstation making bagels,
cutting bagels
with very sharp knives. And I turned around to grab something, and I stabbed someone. Well, my eyesight back there wasn't the best.
You stabbed someone for that?
It wasn't a big stab.
So what's that about
for
that?
Your mission has been recorded. On podcasting.
Here they explain it by saying that the person with a knife did not see the person who turned the corner.
He didn't see him.
But it says here that the person who turned the corner did see the knife.
Oh, so that's a shadow. The reason why I'm called more honest than amazing, why should you say more honest? I mean, there's two ways to understand it. In the Rishayim, there's two ways to understand it. You could look at it one way, I'm honest. Or you could, like, I didn't know the guy turned in the corner. I'm holding my selling knife. I don't know, I'm like trying to show everybody my knife. And the guy is right there in the corner. Or you could say, no, why are you holding your knife down? So you're the reason why you're not getting those is because almost like it's like closer to the like amazing. You did it on purpose. Now, why should you say it's not carvel amazing? Why should you say it's more? So it could be the case is that guy saw me. If I'm turning the corner,
you'll never know, though.
And if he saw me, right now, I can't really ask him.
So
no,
that?
We're saying if it's possible, if it was no, it was a very wide corner like this, a very big corner. It was like a small alley where they just like Rashi's going to say a case it was in an alley, so you couldn't like see the guy in the other corner. Let's say you know one of these big intersections, you call it Byron Lash Mall, I mean the guy's on the corner, so you could see a guy coming on the corner. When he turned, you know, it's like you could see a guy on the bed.
Did you see
as a knife? No, I saw the guy coming with the knife. We're talking about the case where he could have seen. Okay. If it was possible for the guy to see it, then you're off the hook because he should have got out of the way. It's his fault. He walked into a knife. Uh-huh. Right? So if he walked into a knife, then for sure you don't get colors because that's not the right. That's not our case. Well, our case, especially, we'll see the Rambam, they talk about this case. Our case is not anything. Our case is a case where it's very like narrow. We will see in Rambam, it's like a mudway, it's an alleyway. You couldn't, it's like it was a big ramp, big intersection, like you see the whole corner. You turn the corner, you're in an alleyway, you can't see anything. You turn the corner, and you're killed again. But.
Same thing with a butcher shop.
Or a butcher shop.
You have three people in a butcher shop, and a bandsaw. Forget it.
Oh, so the truth is, Rashi is not clear. what the pshat is.
So, do we have to have an understanding
of it's close to a vezer, or it's machlokes. So, Rashi himself, we can see Rashi doesn't say either way. However, Rabbi Chananel says that it is because it's a karav l'mezid, and the Rambam also holds because it's a karav l'mezid, right? Oh, so we're saying also that that's a Rambam. Also, they bring it out here in Kesef Mishnah. Finally, saying that Rashi here. They're saying it's karav l'mezid. There are also opinions that say it's an ones. Let's see, Gemara Baba Kama, they sound like a similar case is a ones. They bring in a case of Baba Kama. If a person put a barrel on the corner of the street, and some guy came and turns the corner and he smashed the barrel, the Gemara said over there, the guy who smashed the barrel is pucked. Now you have a barrel on the corner, and some guy riding his bike, he turns the corner, smashes the barrel in one. And he didn't see it. The Gemara over there says he's an ones. It says explicitly.
So the guy smashed the barrel.
The guy smashed the barrel?
When I thought about the guy smashed the barrel, I thought
it was
the guy.
So it's the same thing, the guy smashed the person. I was holding a knife down, I turned the corner, instead of riding my bike, I smashed the barrel.
Who's the onus over there?
No, did he smash the barrel or did he smash the.
The smasher.
The person who smashed the barrel, did he do any of their damage?
Let's say he only smashed, no, it was just the barrel on the corner. Just the barrel, right? Yeah. If he did more damage,
yeah, no, but he's the only responsible for the barrel.
The knife, but look for the guy who's holding the knife.
Right, the guy who's holding the knife, and he went.
The guy who's holding the knife is equal to the guy who put the barrel there, not the guy who.
No, the guy who smashed the barrel. What do you mean? The guy who smashed the barrel.
The guy who ran into the barrel.
I turned the corner.
So that's like the guy who ran into the knife. Who put the barrel?
No, the owner put the barrel in the corner. And right. I came, I'm walking, and this thing, I didn't know this. I'll give you the guy had a bunch of beer bottles on the corner. I'm walking, I kicked them down. So it's not my fault that they smashed. I didn't know it was supposed to be on the corner. It's an onus.
Right, so that's the equal to the guy who's walking into the night. Not the guy who's.
Why? Why the guy walking? Really, I think when you were worried for a second, the guy walking into the night. Where our Gemara was really talking about the guy with the knife, the guy holding the knife. The guy holding the knife, he killed somebody.
I understand. You're bringing the case to the barrel, the guy walking into a barrel.
It's the same thing. So the guy, he smashed the barrel. Like this guy, he killed the guy. So in that case, he smashed the barrel. What's the difference? I mean, we're talking about the damage over here. You damage the person, or you damage the barrel. But the point that Gemara Baba Kama said, it's an onus. It's not amazing.
Right.
But what,
it's very different, though. I didn't see that being an onus. Why would I see that being an onus? Because the barrel's not moving.
What? You say as far as...
But the maze is, it's the same thing that I spoke earlier. But the maze is, if you look at it, like the guy holding the knife is in the process of moving as well. He's turning the point. Because his momentum is on him. So it's closer to a
basis.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah,
there is that. Whereas the ONS, it makes sense for an ONS. Why? Because the battle's not moving.
Alright, I hear sorry. I hear the little difference, but I'm like, what is there, bro?
The battle.
Well, don't remember the battle. The battle is just bringing up a comment to what's it called? It's to help you. The kids of the battle is to help you, not to bother you. Why is it bothering you, the kids of the battle?
Well, two reasons.
Two reasons.
We have the idea of person who dug a hole and didn't cover it. So you put a barrel there. Let's say we go back to our previous case. They're going towards one another. There's a barrel there. He can't go with a barrel. He can't get out of his way because there's a barrel, so he has to go the other way and get stabbed.
I'm going to make the barrel with the stab.
That's a barrel. So it's a person who put the barrel has a
responsibility. That's it's a grum. It's an indirect responsibility. It's not really high. It's indirectly.
Or if he... If I'm driving my car and there's this big truck parked on the sideway, outside in the street,
right.
Where there's a curve,
right.
Now I have to go out into the middle of the street,
right.
And then a car comes into me.
That's it. So he was a cause. He didn't really kill you. He was a cause and a factor. It's indirect.
Yeah, but the guy who parked the truck there, he wouldn't get a ticket. He would get a parking ticket.
I should stop my car and just not.
No, if you go around him, and because of that curve, yeah. You go around him and hit somebody, right. The guy parked in the car is not the truck is not going to get it. It's not his issue. He's going to get a parking ticket, maybe. That's it. He's not going to have anything to do with your accident.
So what was I supposed to do?
It doesn't matter. It's not
No, you're really saying he's a grum. He caused it. There isn't a grum. Grum is he caused it. But still, he's not high. It's called grumma. It's indirectly. He did it. It's indirectly because of him. Why? Do you want to know what the halacha is?
What happens there? Lately, when the victim is a guy who parks his car on the curb, I don't know whether that's dangerous or not.
That's a good one. So, it's the same thing. They're going to a victim, it always happens.
I don't know what's the
same thing.
So, should they be driving? Should they stop the car and park behind them? Because what would happen if I get in an accident? Then it will be.
Honk your horn and there's people. Honk your horn and go around.
What kind of a trick?
Put a note on his windshield. Put a note on his windshield. Fine. So let's see Rashi. Why is this case? We said in the fetter. So Rashi learns. How do you see this from the pasuk? Pratlikar's notes. What does Rashi say? Shalashon petah, the lashon of pesah who besama. It means close to you. If the person who you killed was close to you, can the tagah minan? Like targum unklo says. Betakif, targum is like take it right away. So we said if you kill a guy right away who's close to you, that's what the Torah tells you, go to Gaul. If it's Bethesda, Prat, and it's losing. The Karen Zavis, he wasn't really close to me. It wasn't like he was in, like they say, like he was like in my eyesight. He was like in my range. I happened to kill a guy because I ran into the corner. If this person was Yaitza coming at me, Mavu Zeh, from this alleyway, the Nichnas Lazen, he came into this person, Lifnes, Bliminus, but he came out of one alleyway. He's turning the corner into the next one, he's like, Yamin, he's making a right turn, a little small to the left. The Sakina, the other, his knife was in his hand. Now, what happened? The Zeh connected, this other person was coming opposite him, the Karazavis, in the corner. The Lairau, he didn't see him. Mahargo, he killed him. He didn't see a guy coming off the corner. He turned the corner. He didn't see the guy. And the knife went and he killed him. So then, we're saying you don't go to Gals. Now why? Because we have two pshatim. Either because it's closer to honest or because closer to amazing. Right? Either because it's not my fault at all. I'm off to her. Or no, it is your fault. You're almost like amazing, so you don't get Gals in this case. There's two ways that understands tomorrow. Learn whichever way you understand better. Both truths. Shine and say both ways. But from Rashi, then we didn't really see either way. Which way Rashi? Fine. Let's see the next thing. The law Eva. The Pasuk said, you only go to Gaulis if you did not hate the person. Right? Prat, an exclusion. Lasona, if you hated it. Meaning what? What is that supposed to mean? If you hated a guy. And you claim you killed him by mistake. We don't send you to God. We don't believe you. Right? Yeah, Reuben is climbing up a ladder. And he fell down on Shimon. Right? And he killed Shimon. Now, Shimon is his enemy, his arch enemy from since they were little kids. What's that, Lacha? Reuben's saying, what do you mean? It was by mistake. What's the word saying? Below Ela Prat Lason. We're excluding someone who's your enemy. Even if I want to say it happened by mistake, we don't believe it. If he's your enemy, you got it. You can't go to Gaulis. We think that it must have been on purpose. Hate. If you're low without hate. So the Torah says below Eva. You only go to when you didn't hate the guy. Proud. I was just excluded. Well, son, which means even if you the son and you say you claim it was by mistake, we don't believe you. Now we say that we have to assume that it's very possible you did it on purpose, and therefore you're not going to go to Gaulis.
That's any case?
What do you mean, it's any case?
That's this case, the Korna, or the Karen Zayit?
No, it's a new case. There's one case, Imifesa is telling me probably Karen Zayit. That's one Allah. Next Allah, B'lai Eva, the Pasuk says, B'lai Eva, that's referring, that's the school, probably say. It's two separate Allah.
Okay.
Fine. Hadafa, it says like you pushed him. Right, so the guy like fell off a ladder, he pushed the other guy. So saying, Shadachfai Bikufai, that he pushed him with his own body. I mean, the killer pushed the other guy with his body. His body fell on him. Right, what's the chiddush in that? I mean, what are we saying? We're saying over here, Hadafa, Shadachla Begufay. Shadachla Begufay. That you push with your body. That what that says, telling you, the only time you get Gaulis is if you push the guy with your body. Meaning what? What does Rashi say on that? Shadachla Begufay. What does Rashi say? The fourth line of Rashi. Shadachla Begufay. Rashi says, the lamest guy without intending. So, which means, what are we saying here? If you went and you fell on top of a guy, so it's pretty weird you should fall directly on top of the guy. Maybe it was on purpose. Because otherwise, says, no. Even in the case where you push it with your own body, we could still assume that it was by mistake. That's the Chiddush of Gemara. Right? It's on the top of the gufa. You push it with your body, what are you trying to say? Right? We're not excluding anything. We're saying this is the case. The case is shadachla begufa. You push with your guf, and even though it's funny that your body actually fell on the guy, we don't say that it was on purpose. Right? We don't say that it was done on purpose. We say we can still assume it was by mistake. So what does it mean? What does it mean?
That you, it's an exaggerated push.
That's what it sounds like.
Big push.
So even then,
a big push that you could call. Let's say you're standing at the train stop and someone comes by, boom, and you put your fall onto the train track. That's it. That's not right. That's exaggerated. If you push,
no, it's not right.
Yeah.
But if you just push them a little bit, you have a move. You know it's not.
Yeah. Fine. I hear. I hear. Fine, let's see the next pasuk. Oh, here's the halav. Says, or you threw it on him. So it says, oh, you read the shi'tarach aliyah. You read the shi'tarach aliyah. Have you read the tarach aliyah? Right? That's what it means. Oh, you read the shi'tarach aliyah. You read the shi'tarach aliyah. That's what it means in the case of hishlach halav. You threw it. Which means what? Let's say you threw something down. So we said earlier, when you throw something, when is the only time you get it? Only if you throw something down. Right? But let's say you're taking an axe. You're lowering the axe in order to pick it back up. So if you read the... right, we said, if you're picking something up, you get gullus. If something's on the way up, there's no gullus. Right? Something's on the way up. How about when it's on the way down to be on the way up? Is there a gullus then? I mean, my end result, I want to go up really. What's the halacha? What's the halacha over here? You're still chai. Oh, here's the halacha. Let me read the shi'tarach aliyah. Even then, you're still chai. Let's see Rashi. What's Rashi? Here's the halacha. Hey, what's going on? Having a barbecue?
Can we take it to it after the
beer? Yeah. Alright. Oh, so what is over here? What does Rashi say? Let me read the shi'tarach aliyah. What does Rashi say? We're holding a sixth line in Rashi. The sixth line of Rashi. Rashi says, what's the case? Someone wants to lift their hand with strength. The garzen and the axe, the other is in their hand. First they lower the axe. They lower their guf first. And they bend down. Right, with the axe, you want to bend down first, you want to bend down, or to pick it up and to come back down again. So really, when I'm coming down now, I'm really coming down just to go up, to come back down. Right, whatever, you want to go like this, to lift it over your shoulders, you can hit. Right, so when the guy went down, he's going down first. He's really going down just to lift it up. So is that called going down or going up? So if it's called going up, you don't get gullus. The one to say, no, in this case, you still get gullus. We're saying this pasuk is including, the pasuk said you threw it, on hishlach halav, you threw it on him, it's including this case. That this case is called Yerida, even though it would seem like the Yerida is Tarech Aliyah, so you would think it's going down to come up, so it's considered coming up.
Even though his intention was to go up, action was still in the process of going down.
And therefore, you get Gullus. That's the Chiddush. I mean, you wouldn't think like this. The Torah needs to tell it to you. I would think you go by, I'm going down to go up, so going down to go up is going up.
Still following that train of thought that I was having. That follows your action, meaning like since you're in the process of doing
right.
that's where you're
good.
Or the natural way to use an axe.
No, that's a normal way to use the axe. And when you want to swing,
you have an axe. So the way you use it is you first go up and then go down. Otherwise, there's no power to the down.
Right. But when you're going down to lift up, what's that called? That's called going down or going up? If you read that, even though I'm going down, we're saying Tarech Aliyah, meaning I'm going down, I'm swinging down in order to swing up. Meaning when I say I'm swinging up to swing down. But this is what else, I'm swinging down to get it over my shoulder.
You
want to
hit a nail up there. So you go down, up here, so you go, boom, so you have more power. And you go up.
Right. Rabbi, your case is different. Your case is, aliyah l'tzarich yirid, and you're thinking the opposite. You're thinking like I'm trying to hit down, so you're going up to go down. But here it's the opposite. Here it's I'm going down to go up. But still, since I'm going down, you get close. So let's see Rashi again. Well, the sixth line. Rashi, l'havi yirid the shi'tarich aliyah. Let's say someone wants to lift their hands with strength. The guards and the other and the axe within their hand. They lower first their body. They bow in front of him. In order to lift it with strength. Ubash, but let's say went on his way down, he was bending when he was lowering himself. Harag, he killed the person. So lote, but don't say since it's for the purpose of lifting up Hatter, Migalos, we said the Pasuk said Vayipal, you have to go down. No, since you're going down, you're still chai. Right? You would think, since we said earlier, we started the Gemara on the way down, you're only chai on the way down. And maybe this is considered really going up. No. So this is considered going down. That's Rashi. Good? Fine. Let's see the next one. Belay Tadia. We said you didn't entrap the guy. You didn't trap him like Teva. Prat, lemiskavin, letadze. Bahalgala, letad achim. We're making a drasha. But to exclude a case where you intended to hit it one way, right? Let's say you wanted to throw a stone one way, and it went the other way. Let's say I'm taking a stone that's trying to throw it down that way, right? On the way back, it slipped out of my hand and went the wrong way. So what's the halacha then? You go to Belichick, right? The guy, he's going back to throw, right? Of course, he wants to go down. And he went back, slipped out of his hand, went the wrong way. He caught the ball, and boom, he wanted to throw this way. Meanwhile, some guy was sitting there, you know, in the crowds behind him. He threw it, it flew out of his hand, hit a guy in the head and killed him. Foul ball. Yeah, but this guy, he's like a...
A football. Backward pass.
He went like that. Yeah, but football is something like that. I don't know, football. I don't know, how many yards. The quarterback goes back here before he slipped out of his hand and hit a guy right in the head, and the guy died. He hit the guy in the throat. He liked to kill the guy. So what's the halacha? So we're saying it has to be the light steel. Right, we're saying really punishes out the simple meaning. The Pasuk means he didn't trap the guy. He didn't like set the guy up in a trap that he should be walking down this road at this time and make him wait there and then kill him. But we're just making a drasha from the Lord's Tzir of Lashon Tzad side. We're saying it has to be that you didn't go the wrong way. We're saying Beloit Tzir, without going the wrong Tzad.
So really the Pasuk is saying ambush, but we're learning Tzad.
Yeah, Tzad. It's a drasha, yeah.
Changing the
yeah, we're making a drasha. No,
the Pasuk was talking, I didn't understand where ambush and Tzad come from.
Yeah. Pashup Shahad
from the word ambush.
Yeah. Say Pratla Miskamala Tatsa. Right. It says that you only go to Gaul Belight Steve. If you didn't like mess up with the sides. Like if I was trying to go to if the ball went the direction I wanted, you kill it. But not if it went the wrong side. Right, probably said to exclude the Miskabi if you tend to Latadza to this side. I'm trying to throw the ball straight. And Bahalkalah and went Latad after there also there's no Gauls. That's not enough of a shaking. That's more like a Pasha's that's Karvla Inus. If I was trying to throw the ball this way and it went that way, huh. It's Karvla Inus. It's basically like it was an impossible situation. I couldn't really help it. It slipped out of my hand.
Like a football.
Yeah, the football went flying back.
Like a football, if the guy's arm is going backwards and somebody hits it, something like that, it's a fumble. It's like onus. But if it's going forwards, it's not to be, it could be cast as a pass. And it's
right.
Forward pass. And the guy just, it's like he's amazing. That's another bit of rule. But later in the Gemara, there's a whole thing about forward pass rule, whether the guy's hands are going back or forward and whipping, whether it's the whip starting. Yeah. And it's the same thing, it's the forward pass rule.
You like that, Rob? You like that? It's good. See, Chadush Yerim Tzvi, we can make it safer and put it. If you write it on the side of your Gemara, write it down. Fine. The Belay Tzdiya. So what's your answer? Belay Tzdiya.
Forward pass rule.
Oh, so let's see Rashi Belay Tzdiya. Lashon Tzidut, Lashon aside, like we're making a drasha aside. To light the scavi, he didn't intend Latadi to like side it Latad Shady. He didn't mean that it should go this way. Fine, let's see the Gemara further. All these drashas. Vasher Loi Tada, Prat Lemiskavin Lizrik Shtayim. Bizarak Arba, he planned on throwing two, and he threw four. What happened? The guy tried to throw a stone 2 amps. Or a bull, he was playing bull, let's say. He's trying to throw his friend 20 feet. He ended up throwing 40 feet. He was trying to throw the ball. The ball slipped out of his hand way too far. You know, he's trying to throw a ball to his friend. So his friend's going to catch it. So he thought he put enough power to go to his friend. Meanwhile, it goes way over his friend's head, double by math, and hits the guy in the head and kills him. What's that all for this? Which means he tried to throw 2 amps. It went 4 amps. He didn't try to throw that far. So here also is car blindness. Here also you don't get sinabas of Asher Loitzada, which means you didn't also make your drush here also. You didn't mean that she goes like this side or this amount of space also. You meant that she goes, let's say, half the amount and it went much further. So here also you do not get gullus, because it also gets, it's almost more like an onus in this case also.
This counts as more like an onus?
Yeah, all these cases are car blindness. Yeah, that's what we should say. I mean, it's almost onus. I mean, it's not close to me that I tried to throw it. The ball slipped out of my hand and went a little farther. It went farther, went a little over. All these cases, besides the first case, the carbon line. Besides the first case, we said it probably could be carbon made. The corner, turning the corner, could be carbon made. It's a little carbon. Fine. Right, and Rashi says, of course, even though we're saying you want to throw 2, you threw 4, it's the same thing. It's just giving an example. You try to throw 4, you threw 8 almonds, you try to just double. It means it went much farther than I was planning on throwing. Here also, if I went and hit a guy in the baseball, then it's carbon line. So if a guy, I don't know if a guy like tries, when a guy's like batting, he's probably trying to pull the score as far as he can. So I don't know if he could say that. You know, if he hits a home run and it hits a guy in the thing, it hits a guy in the head, it kills him. Fine, that's a Rashi. That's a Rashi. Problem is, Kalim Shnai Mazarak Arba. Rashi said, Lechain Luzuk Arba Mazarak Shmaina. Also, you throw 4 almonds and it went 8 almonds. You want to throw 2 and 4 almonds, just an example. I'm just giving an example.
Now, is this in the case that it has to be twice as far? It's giving.
I don't think so. I think it's just even that. I don't think I said exactly twice. I think that's also sounds
like a very, very significant amount difference. You see what I'm saying? What's the defining line over here being onus and what's and being mishoge?
I don't know how much is it. How much space is there in between?
I wouldn't go there.
I don't know, it's a good shot. I don't know how much. Fine, so let's just see one more thing. Fine, no, we'll stop over here. Fine, that's just tomorrow. You're having a trip. I don't know if I'll be able to come on the trip tomorrow. I want you to enjoy the trip to Shimshon HaGibor. So that's on Wednesday. We're going to start from the Gemara. From Asher Yavah Israel by Yar.
I'm going to
get a shir on the bus. And I got a shir on the bus. There's people are interested. I'm going to get a shir on the bus. How do I get a Maybe I'll come to share on the bus. I don't know if I'll be able to come for so many hours. What?
The last one's hard for me that it's because of the audience.
Why?
That's why it's directly from his hand.
Oh, but since it slipped because he was trying only to throw it 2 hours. It slipped out of his hand, it went much farther.
I understand.
Yeah, so it must be slipped out of his hands. I'm not saying if you put enough power. What? Because you're saying you put enough power?
I could call it more mace than I don't know.
I'll tell you, it's a really the Rambam learns all these cases are carbon mace. The other Rishayim learns all carbon mace. So Rambam, every case here is carbon mace.
Really?
I don't understand every case. Like some cases I hear, like you're saying.
Alright, I can see that now.
Yeah, each one is like different ways.
Each one becomes from the guy's purse, from his hand.
Nachon, you could say since he's saying he just so. Nachon, the Rambam says the carbon mace. If there's a way, also like carbon mace. Fine, yeah. But that's Hashem. We're going to continue the Gemara. Shall you have a by Yar? We're going to continue the Gemara further.
Where are you now? Which page?
On Zayin Amar Beis.